So children need to be accepted, and sometimes in today's society they may go on a wrong track. How can we as parents help them? That's why the children also need some kind of community. If there are other devotee kids around them, then at least there's some similarity in values. And beyond that, in every society, you see that this, even in childhood also, there is goodness, passion, ignorance. So even among children, there are some children who are more studious, more inclined towards actually that are relatively sattvic. Others are more inclined towards passionate, some others towards ignorance. So social influences are there on everyone, but the stratification in goodness, passion, ignorance is also there everywhere. So within the social circle that they have, we can encourage them to, as much as possible, connect with those kids who are more in the mode of goodness. So there is basically one human being can influence another human being primarily in three ways. Now we can share knowledge, we can provide facilities, and we can set an example. There are only three things which we can do while guiding anyone else. We can provide knowledge. This is right, this is wrong. This will have this consequence, this will have that consequence. We provide that knowledge. Along with that, we provide or create some facilities. Okay, as a children, okay, you shouldn't watch this movie or you shouldn't play this kind of games. Okay, but I need to do something. I can't just be. What do I do with my time? So to provide them for the facilities. So the children, if they come to a temple, they can't be expected to attend the same classes with the parents attend. So you have to create facilities for them. And those facilities have to be at a level which they can connect with. Sometimes as devotee parents, we expect our children to be reincarnations of Prahlad Maharaj. That's not going to happen. They are going to be children. Let them be children. So we have to create the facilities for them to play, to enjoy, to have fun at their level. And also to be connected with Krishna at their level. So create facilities. And that's why in many places either we have devotees starting their own schools, or the temple community coming forward and starting a school. Many parents do homeschooling. Or if they have to select which schools the kids go to, then they have to select the school very carefully. So basically, it's just telling them right or wrong is important, but along with that, providing facilities is also important. And then after that, they're setting an example. And the children are very sharp, actually. I saw a joke recently that a pastor is asking a child. Says, "Why should we be silent in the church? Why should we be silent in a church during a sermon?" "Because everyone is sleeping." People sleep during sermons. So the children see that, the parents say you should go for classes, but in the classes they themselves are sleeping. Children catch that. So actually, the parents set an example. So if we are doing these three things, then we are doing all that is humanly possible for helping them. And then they will, by their own intentions, by their own figure, they will make good choices. And to some extent, in the childhood, we have to make choices for them. We have to tell them, do this, don't do this. And as they grow older, they are going to assert their free will. And they have to be given that room. So if we have given them the knowledge, the facilities, and the example, then the chances are very high that they will themselves make wise choices. Sometimes they may go off on the wrong track, but those impressions will be there in their heart. And that will bring them back on the right track sooner or later. And sooner mostly, rather than later. So basically, if we provide them facilities, then usually the children, if something is explained to them properly and is also made easy for them to do, then it's not so difficult for them. But if something is imposed on them, this is what you have to do, and it's not explained to them in a way that they can understand. There are certain things, just especially in a young early childhood, they just have to do this, don't do this. That is important.
But beyond that, as they grow older, okay, at that time, they may explore a little bit. And as that's why we can have a good community, a good college, or a good like-minded, like same-age people who are on the right track. That helps a lot. And sometimes I've seen here in America that devoted children from various parts of the country, they come, not here, I'm mentally in America, right? Sorry, UK here. But here you have a lot of vibrant youth group also. So, you know, if devotees from various parts of the country, they come together for some youth get-together, then they don't feel a sense of loneliness. Oh, I'm just one or two person doing this. There's so many others doing it, and they're nice people. So basically, somehow or the other, they have to feel that sense of belonging in the devotee community. And they won't feel that sense of belonging with elders. They need to feel that with their own age group people. That is the facility we create. Then they will, in due course, immediately sometimes, and sometimes in due course, they'll make the right choices. Example question.